The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, a little tiny thought for you for the day. Here's the dinner party that turned into a disaster because a Pharisee invited Jesus over to eat and Jesus didn't do the prescribed ceremonial washings. And he just unloads on them. You really see Jesus' humanity coming forth here. "You Pharisees, you fools, you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, and inside you're filled with plunder and evil." Can I just give you a tiny little thought as an aside to think about? Think about this. Remember, everything Jesus says, he says in the deepest love. Perfect example of charity. Even when he says things like, "You fools, you hypocrites, oh you Pharisees," do you realize that it's only been since about the age of Victorian England, talking about maybe 140 years, that we have assumed that charity is the same thing as being nice to everybody? It's actually a pretty recent idea. But Jesus is the very definition of charity. And sometimes, just as an aside now, keep this in mind. When you want to genuinely love somebody, you got to run the risk of not being nice. Love is not always going to be pleasant, and we shouldn't think that it is. But there are these ceremonial washings, and Jesus doesn't do them. I'll tell you a little bit about those. Two washings. They're called first and last waters. And what you do is you hold your hands up like this, okay? And you'd pour water across your fingertips on both hands, and it had to go down at least as far as your knuckles, and you had to use what they call 1/4 of a log of water. And a log of water was enough to fill 6 eggshells. So that is 1 1/2 eggshells of water. None of this has anything to do with the scriptures or divine revelation. It's all just rabbinic tradition. And I suppose at one point it was designed to, you know, have your clean hands before you eat. It was probably for your health. But the Pharisees had turned it into this end in itself, right? Totally ritualized. And Jesus, he just deliberately skips it. Just deliberately skips it so as to provoke a more important discussion. Namely, the importance of having integrity. Of being the same person on the inside as people see on the outside. And that's actually something for which we all stand in need of improvement. You ever stop to consider that that's actually the definition of the word hypocrisy? When we pretend to be something on the outside that we're not on the inside. There was a maxim in scholastic philosophy that used to say, "Operatio sequitur esse," which means that your actions flow from your being, which means your actions reveal who you really are, which means you can't fake it over the long haul. Who we are comes out. There's no faking it. So who is there who doesn't want to have integrity, right? To be the same person in private that everybody sees in public. Struggle with that? You have a hard time with that? Our Lord gives a really important piece of advice here. He says, "Give alms and everything will be clean for you." Give alms. It's a subject that doesn't get talked about very much. But all throughout the Bible, there's this idea that almsgiving has the power to purify you. The book of Proverbs says that almsgiving can forgive your sins. And Jesus says that almsgiving stores up treasure in heaven where neither rust can decay or moth can destroy. You don't want to misunderstand, okay? We don't earn our salvation by almsgiving. We don't buy our way into heaven, nor is almsgiving some kind of spiritual investment advice, you know, like God pays better than the Dow Jones Industrial Average or something like that. But rather, why is almsgiving so powerful? And why does Jesus say alms will make everything clean for you? Here's why. Because almsgiving is a hard statement of faith. Almsgiving is a declaration in faith about what the world is like and about the one who made it. You take what you have at your own expense and you give it away, and that's a statement in faith about what your goods are meant for. That we have what we have not for ourselves, to cover our needs, of course, but to help other people in need. And whenever you give alms, what you do is you act as God himself would act. And acting as God himself would act makes you more like the God who created the world in the first place. That's why almsgiving has the power to purify. It's a little tiny thing to stop and ask yourself. Are you disgusted with yourself ever? Are you frustrated at your lack of progress, at your lack of spiritual growth? One of the things you want to stop and ask is, how are you doing in the area of almsgiving? Are you giving what you have for the well-being of those in need? Or are you keeping for yourself and thus misusing what God has given you? Frustrated with your lack of progress and desiring to have greater integrity? Listen to what our Lord has to say today. Give alms and everything will be clean for you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us.